George Clooney accuses Barry Weiss of dismantling CBS News, rages at Trump. By Warner Todd Houston on December 30, 2025. Actor George Clooney, who fled the United States for France and officially arranged for his children to become French citizens, is accusing CBS News chief Barry Weiss of dismantling the network's news division. "Barry Weiss is dismantling CBS News as we speak," Clooney bloviated in an interview with Variety. "Am I worried about film studios? Sure. It's my business, but my primary loyalty is to my country. I'm much more worried about how we inform ourselves and how we're going to discern reality without a functioning press." Clooney's calumny comes after Weiss pulled a biased 60 Minutes report last week after producers ignored her requirements that the report consist of more balanced coverage. The actor, who has made his home in France, offered no real evidence that Weiss is dismantling CBS News, but instead spouted big concerns over the recent merger between Skydance Media and Paramount, which owns CBS, and Trump's threatened lawsuit against CBS for materially altering an interview with Vice President Kamala Harris in order to help Harris beat Trump in the 2024 presidential election. If CBS and ABC had challenged those lawsuits and said, "Go, fuck yourself, we wouldn't be where we are in the country," Clooney exclaimed. "That's simply the truth." CBS and Paramount settled the Trump lawsuit in July reportedly for a $16 million payout. "It's a very trying time," Clooney added. "It can depress you or make you very angry. But you have to find the most positive way through it. You have to put your head down and keep moving forward because quitting isn't an option." Like many another Hollywood actor who is woefully out of touch with Americans, Clooney attacked Trump for the cost of living. "Just straight up, it's the economy, stupid," Clooney exclaimed. "It's more expensive now than it was when Joe Biden left office. And powerful people tend to overplay their hands. I think that cruelty, like separating children from their parents, although popular with small groups of people, doesn't play well with most Americans." The stupid may be with Clooney, though, with costs of necessities falling in most cases for average Americans who are not living in multi-million dollar French villas. Gasoline is now almost half the price when Biden was in office. Food is cheaper, rent is down slightly, travel is less costly, wages are up, jobs for Americans are up, and inflation is down below Biden's bad old days. And growth is up to 4.3%, far higher than Biden's dismal 2.3% growth rate in 2024. All this has occurred since Trump took office for his second bifurcated term. Clooney then disgorged another Hollywoodism, saying that Trump's popularity is very low and it's not going to be shooting back up. This is also not true. Trump's approval rating has at the least remained steady and sometimes has even gone up. The Ocean's 8 star also spoke about the continued contraction of Hollywood as more studios get bought up by fewer and fewer conglomerates. "I liked having separate studios, and I liked them for what they were each good at, and that kind of specialization has gone away," he said. "I worry about things all getting rolled up into one giant company. That would be a very sad moment. Sometimes a big company buys all these little players, and they all lose their identity." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.